This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's military reports what appears to be a brazen attack on Russian cruise missiles being carried by train in the occupied and annexed Ukrainian Crimean Peninsula. Claim could not be independently verified. Russia plans to hold an informed meeting of the UN Security Council in early April on what it says is a real situation of Ukrainian children taken to Russia. The issue has gained the spotlight following the International Criminal Court's arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin for war crimes related to their children. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says China's leader may use his Monday Moscow visit to call for a ceasefire in Ukraine, all to Russia's benefit.
Calling for a ceasefire that does not include the removal of Russian forces from Ukrainian territory would effectively be supporting the ratification of Russian conquest. It would recognize Russia's attempts to seize the sovereign neighbor's territory by force. It would enable Russia to further entrench positions in Ukraine. And a ceasefire now, without a durable solution, would allow President Putin to rest and refit his troops and then restart the war at a time more advantageous to Russia.
French President Emmanuel Macron's government narrowly survived a no confidence motion in the National Assembly on Monday.
The outcome was a relief to Macron. A successful no-confidence vote would have sunk his government and killed the legislation, which is set to raise the retirement age by 2 years to 64. But the relief could be short-lived. For one thing, the vote was closer than expected. Some 278 MPs voted in favor of the tripartisan no-confidence motion, just 9 short of the 287 needed for it to succeed.
That's really Reuters' Gillian Kitchener reporting. This is VOA News. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida began a surprise visit to Ukraine early Tuesday, hours after the Chinese President Xi Jinping arrived in neighboring Russia for a 3-day visit. The dueling summits come as the longtime rivals are on diplomatic offenses. Kishida will meet with President Volodymyr Zelensky in the Ukrainian capital. He'll show respect to the courage and patience of the Ukrainian people who are standing up to defend their homeland under President Zelensky's leadership and show solidarity and unwavering support for Ukraine as head of Japan and chairman of the G7. That's according to the ministry spokesman. The United States is accusing China and Russia of shielding North Korea from any action by the UN Security Council for its unprecedented spate of intercontinental ballistic missile launches, which violate multiple UN resolutions. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield told a council meeting Monday that Chinese and Russian obstructionism was encouraging North Korea to launch ballistic missiles with impunity and advance its development of more sophisticated and dangerous weapons. After the meeting, she read a statement on behalf of 8 other council members in South Korea that condemned the launches. China and Russia say ongoing U.S.-South Korea military exercises are exacerbating the tensions. The United States continues to build its troop presence in Ghana in an effort to combat terrorism. VOA's Henry Wilkins explains how.
Rear Admiral Milton Sands is in charge of United States Special Operations Command Africa.
We are concerned, of course, with the terror threat coming from the north. And Flintlock is absolutely about pulling our partners together to help protect against that threat. I think from the international community, we're really focused on Ghana. Ghana is a center of stability and real capability in coastal West Africa.
Analysts say U.S. security efforts are shifting focus from landlocked countries to the north, like Burkina Faso, Mali, to coastal West Africa. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Sogokope, Ghana.
If a New York grand jury indicts former U.S. President Donald Trump, it will be a legal historic precedent. AP correspondent Norman Hall with more details.
The decision whether to indict former President Donald Trump over hush money payments made on his behalf during his 2016 presidential campaign lies in the hands of a Manhattan grand jury that has been hearing evidence in secret for weeks. Trump denies any wrongdoing and has slammed the Manhattan District Attorney's Office probe as politically motivated. The grand jury has been probing Trump's involvement in a $130,000 shell company payment made to porn actress Stormy Daniels to keep her from going public about a sexual encounter she said she had with Trump years earlier. Trump posted over the weekend that he expects to be taken into custody.
I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.